and provided him with his own jet, where they would pick him up in Oklahoma, they would bring him here so he could perform, and then they would take him back to Oklahoma. So, pretty big deal. Garth Brooks is a superstar. Of course, most of his hits were back in the 90s and 2000s, but still can bring an audience.
It's classic. It's classic music that will stand the test of time, I promise you.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so much really good stuff. I think of all the great music that he's produced, and he does them all
Friends
in these concerts. Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places, The Thunder Rolls, Papa Loved Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I love that. Gentlemen, Jim, always good. Thanks, man. More to come. In fact, Jesse Turner will stop by. Civil rights leader, homeless activist, and he always likes to remind me, politician. He's running for office, running for CD1. He'll join us coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The FDA wants an independent watchdog to take a look at the decision-making behind the conditional approval of a new Alzheimer's drug that can reduce brain plaque but hasn't been proven to reverse the disease. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The acting head of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Janet Woodcock, is calling for a government investigation into the contacts between her agency's drug reviewers and the maker of a controversial new Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm. The announcement made via Twitter comes just a day after the FDA took the unusual step of scaling back prescribing information on the drug. Last month, the health news site Stat reported on an unusually close collaboration between a top executive and the FDA's lead reviewer for Alzheimer's drugs. Biogen has pledged to cooperate with the inquiry. Jennifer King, Washington.
Pfizer will ask the FDA to approve a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine.
Pfizer says if you get another COVID shot within 12 months, it could dramatically boost your immunity. Pfizer's spokesman told the AP, Pfizer's vaccine does very well against the fast-spreading Delta variant. But hours after the company's announcement, health officials issued a statement of their own, saying fully vaccinated Americans don't need a booster yet. The FDA and the CDC say any decision on booster shots would happen only when science demonstrates they are needed. Dr. Anthony Fauci said yesterday, if you've been vaccinated, you have a very high degree of protection. I'm Rita Foley.
Flames that threaten homes and campgrounds have prompted evacuations and closed off a nearly 200-square-mile section of a Northern California forest as the state heads into a weekend of dry, scorching weather and the continuing threat of wildfires. Hundreds of firefighters are battling the Beckwith Complex, two blazes sparked by lightning that are carving their way through the eastern edge of the Plumas National Forest. On Wall Street, the Dow by 442 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. A North Las Vegas kindergarten teacher and a Las Vegas high school sophomore were the big winners in the first drawing of the Vax Nevada Days raffle. Elizabeth Aldar found out she won the $250,000 cash prize at a news conference where Governor Sisolak invited some of the winners on stage. She says that she'll save some of the money on a honeymoon that she and her husband have yet to take. 15-year-old Kiana Butler won the largest tuition prize of the night, $50,000 towards a post-secondary education. Butler says she wants to be a surgeon. The raffle will award $5 million in cash and prizes to nearly 2,000 Nevada residents who've gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Winners will be announced every Thursday through August 26th, when the winner of $1 million, the grand prize, will be announced. So congratulations to all the winners, and good luck to those who are going to be announced next Thursday. Las Vegas home sales in May hit an all-time high for median sales price, $395,000. But a new study reports Southern Nevada homes are significantly overvalued. The Fitch Rating Reports estimates that prices were 30 to 34% overvalued for the top 50 metros in the country.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Crews are cleaning up that crash on the exit ramp 15 South at Craig Road. Also, those lane restrictions into and out of the Spaghetti Bowl continue on US 95 eastbound and 515 westbound. Only two lanes are available between Main Street and Eastern. Do expect delays through there.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. So happy to have on a guy that he's impressive. He is Jesse Turner. He is a GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader. He is a homeless activist. And as he likes to remind me, he's a politician. Jesse, how you doing? How are you staying cool today?
I'm sitting right in front of a fan. I'm talking to you.
I don't blame you. I can't say I blame you. This heat, it's got to break sometime, though, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I've been here a long time, so I think people who've lived here for decades kind of adjust to it. And being a marble mason, I give a shout-out to Superior Tile, Mike Smith. A lot of times I had to work outside like this. So through the years, you know, when I got here, I was light-skinned. I was a mulatto. How dark I am now.
Wow. Hey, let me ask you, because I want to get right into the news of the day. The president earlier today signed an executive order with 72 different mandates relative to competition to create a more competitive workforce. First of all, it sounds like the president wants to get the government involved in running your small business, my small business, and everybody's business. Is that the way it should be?
Well, I read it today. You know, I read the executive order. I was looking through the 72 actions and the recommendations. You know, this is over a dozen federal agencies that's involved in this. You know, did you get a chance to see that? It's like a dozen federal
agencies. Oh, yeah. And in fact, at the White House, they had all the cabinet secretaries come up on stage that would be involved in this thing, and it was everybody.
Are you familiar with the White House Competition Council?
No.
It was in the executive order. I was reading it today. And they've come up with this White House Competition Council over these dozen federal agencies. And the way they're planning on taking over business and its communist control is through the Federal Trade Commission. So once you read it, you'll see that the Federal Trade Commission has control over almost all federal agencies through this executive order. And these 72 actions and recommendations, I was reading through. By the time I got through like 20 of them, I was like, oh, my God, this is like communist China. You hardly read the whole thing today.
Well, and the government screws up just about anything they get involved with, short of the military. And now they're going to put them in charge of our businesses. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is a recipe for economic disaster.
Well, that's why it's an executive order. There's no way you could have passed this through Congress. And executive order is just as good for as long as he's president. And so this won't happen. This is another failure by them. They're having a bad time right now. And so everything they're doing is falling apart, and this is so stupid. It makes no sense. After you read it, you know it's no way it's going to work. They're saying, he actually came out in his speeches today and said, capitalism is not capitalism without competition. And then somebody asked him, well, what about Obamacare? And he was so adamant, he had forgot his notes to read, so he didn't say nothing. He just put his mask on and shut up, basically. That's what I heard.
Oh, wow. Wow. I want to ask you, though, just basically, my philosophy has always been the government has never created even one job in the private sector. All they can do is create some sort of atmosphere where business can flourish. From what you've seen of these 72 mandates, is this a recipe for disaster or a recipe for creating new jobs?
Well, Biden is not actually with the communists or with the so-called progressive part of the party. He's trying to stay moderate. That's why he was talking about capitalism. But once you read the executive order, it's completely communist. And what's happening with us in the Republican Party is we're still stuck on television talking points instead of really looking and seeing that a government takeover of our business is more like something would happen in communist China. And as a politician, I have to look at actually what's happening for the benefit of the district that I'm running for. And so this is just another part where they can't get their communist platform through, so he's using executive orders. So this is going to be a catastrophe. And it's just another reason why he'll be a one-term president for sure, 046. 45 and a half, because he's too stupid.
There you go.
He's halfway off his rocker.
Jesse Turner joining us, civil rights leader, homeless activist, and politician. He's a candidate for Congress in CD1. I know you have traveled the district already, even though it's way, 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 way early in the race. But I've got to ask you, you've traveled all across the district, and I'm curious, what is it that voters are telling you that they dislike about Dina Titus?
Well, what most people don't realize about District 1, it's just basically the metro part of the city. It's just the city. If you look at all the other districts, like District 2, you know, that's like half the top northern part of the state, or District 4, even District 3. District 1 is just basically the strip in the inner city where the homeless people are. So and it's the most powerful, richest district in America, and it's basically just the city. So what has happened is, especially with a lot of Republicans that live in District 1, they feel abandoned. They feel like, how are we going to take District 4, which is half a state, and we can't take a city? And no, I don't have to travel too far around my district. I'm the only person running for Congress whose distance is a city. I can put take a gas in my car and drive around District 1, and it's the most powerful, beautiful district in the world. And the leadership in our party every year lets somebody run a poll. When we take District 1, we tip the whole state back red. So there's a lot of fear in my district of the economy, of Dina Titus, of the economy shutting us down again. 4 more months of shutting down my district, which is the strip, will destroy literally almost the whole state, but they can't afford for it to be in the communist hands. That's why so many Democrats want to vote for me. People are worried about inflation, when, you know, inflation is coming left and right. And they're also worried about contact tracing. Joe Biden ran on contact tracing. He's just so stupid. When he gave a speech, he forgot to say contact tracing and mentioned the words door-to-door. Then everybody's ears perked up. That's part of communism, keeping up with everybody. You know, the head of the Health and Human Services came out today and said, we have to know everybody who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. These are all communist talking points. So what I'm afraid of myself, just like the rest of the people, is we're ignoring communism. And we're running around chasing these shiny squirrels while communists literally set up our government. And anybody who says anything that's white is a racist. And anybody who says anything like me that's black and understand it should not even exist.
Joining us, as he does every week, Jesse Turner. Since we last talked, the former president, Donald J. Trump, has announced a class action lawsuit against tech giants Twitter, Facebook, and Google. These are very, very powerful forces. They have kept the president off the platform, so to speak. Can he win his lawsuits?
Well, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and all these liberal platforms work together with this new communist government. So we just don't have the media and Madison Avenue. We also have the tech companies. So he's suing them, but they'll never put him back on until at least after the midterms. This is all a part of how they're going to do everyone who disagrees with communism. This, like I said, when they release the taxes of the rich, it's to tell the poor we could do that to you too. You know, when they use the state and the city to come after their political opponent and President Trump, they're telling every person in District 1, every common person, if this billionaire can get it for disagreeing with us or being a political opponent, you can get it too. So like I keep coming back to it, people say, it's past socialism now. So everybody should start paying more attention to how they're changing the government. And if we're going to take it back, we got to take it back district at a time. And if we can't take a district as small as District 1, then we're just, you know, kidding ourselves, because we're not really serious in our leadership of our party.
If you've been watching cable news over the last week, you know that we are in the process. In fact, we're almost totally out of Afghanistan. The Taliban is expanding its influence. Do you worry that we're getting out too soon? I know it's been 20 years there, but we're leaving this thing open for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Did we make a mistake in pulling out?
Yes, number 45 and a half made a big mistake again after 20 years. Right now, the Taliban has secured the trading border between Afghanistan and Iran. That's where they import most of their imports. So they've already got that in 80% of the territory. So while Joe Biden's talking to America about one thing, the Taliban has already taken over 80%. By the time we talk next week, it'll be over. You know, so what we did was we negotiated. Everybody in Washington know we negotiated with the Taliban to move out. Then we tricked the Afghanis and told them, hey, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. And that was like on Monday. And that's why we didn't move our equipment, because we didn't left moved all the millions upon millions of dollars worth of equipment. We couldn't have snuck out. So we said, we'll be here on Monday. Then when they woke up on Tuesday, we was gone. So but what Joe Biden didn't realize is it's only 75,000 Taliban. But we trained 300,000 Afghan Taliban members. So all we've done is created an army of 375,000 Taliban equipped with American military equipment and training and pulled out and just left it there. And it's already happened 80%. And the only people they're going to kill is dishwashers, interpreters, drivers. But they're not going to have a civil war and kill the other soldiers. The 300,000 has incorporated to 75,000 and made one big Taliban army. Thank you very much. Number 45 and a half, the dumbest president we could have ever elected. Now we really do need the 25th Amendment.
Boy, isn't that the, I mean, some of the speeches just in the last couple of days were scary with the way he was stumbling and fumbling his way through. I want to ask you, because we're running a little short on time, if you want to reach out and talk to a candidate for Congress, mainly Jesse Turner, how can they do it?
Well, I have a peace and nonviolence. You know the reason why I'm able to take the lead, and I don't care what nobody say, although the only people say I can't beat is Republicans. The Democrats know I can, because I'm a civil rights leader, and we have peace and nonviolence rallies. And you know, Kevin, I believe in peace and nonviolence. Before we go into the Rush Limbaugh arena of ideas and debates, and then take off their heads, because we can do that. In the arena of debates, we can do anything. But once we step out that arena, we have to be peaceful and nonviolent. Right now, the only thing Democrats have to run on is January the 6th, and they're going to convict Trump and all of us together. And then when they talk about me, they say, well, what's the brother doing in District 1? Well, he's extremely talented, funny. He's an excellent politician. He's a civil rights leader that leads peace and nonviolence. He's a homeless activist when there's a humanitarian crisis created by communist Deniotitis. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me at Jesse Turner for NevadaDistrict1.com. I have an event coming up on July the 27th at the Fabulous Lou's Diner, like the 1950s Diners and Drafts. People will love that. And it's an event for peace and nonviolence, and you can get RSVP tickets at the NevadaConservativeAssembly.com, and it's going fast because Republicans see this is the future of the party, period. This is the way the Trump movement is going to move farther and farther and farther, and that's through peace and nonviolence, and that is actually conservatism, civil rights. So I want to thank you too, Kevin, because like I said, people don't know, just coming on the Kevin Walsh Show has been a tremendous benefit for people knowing who I am and getting to know me and know what I'm all about. And that's been very important to me.
One more time, give that information on your peaceful, nonviolent rally that you're going to be having later in the month.
It's at Lou's Diner. It's like a 1950s-style diner. They are great. You should go there whether you're coming to an event or not and support people who support us, who's letting us have events and peaceful rallies. Small business people in the neighborhood, and Lou's got some great food, pancakes big as your head. And it'll be at Lou's Diner over on Decatur on July the 27th at 4 p.m. And you can get RSVP seating at NevadaConservativeAssembly.com. And everybody know who it is. Everybody know who I am. And everybody knows it's time to get in on the peace and nonviolent movement before we get to dialogue and debate. And that's why we're getting so big with the help of people like you who help us come into the arena of not just talking about hatred and violence and division, but wanting to have a debate about why capitalism is the best government-run system for anybody in the history of the world. It's created more wealth. And being conservative, before you just jump down that liberal, bright road where everybody can go that leads over a cliff, sometimes conservatism is a little narrow-minded, that little narrow road. you kind of walk with faith. So a lot of people is with me, and I just thank God, and I thank you, and I thank America, and God bless America.
Jesse, you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Thank you so much. I tell everybody to work with you. Happy 4th, and we appreciate you here at the Jesse Turner campaign.
There you go. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress, CD1. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old. Yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday I was off, thanks to Pat Casale for filling in. But I got to tell you, I was so disappointed learning that fans are going to be banned from the Tokyo. I've covered professionally four Olympics: Sydney, Salt Lake, Torino, and Athens.